Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon, cruising right along. An abbreviated version today. We are off at 5 o'clock for the Scholastic Games. And as we continue along on another beautiful sunny Monday here in Elyria, we've got the mayor of Elyria, Holly Brenda, joining us here in studio. Mayor Brenda, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you coming in and spending some time with us, making that long walk all the way over the parking lot over here to the fourth floor. And certainly a lot to talk about, tons of things to discuss. About a week ago, you had the State of the City address, and a number of different things were discussed in there. I want to start with a lot of the positives, and there certainly were a number of those. I want to start with some of the new business starts and improvements. And I think there were a lot of things that went down throughout the course of 2016 that you had to be very, very pleased with. But we'll start with that, with the new business starts and improvements that certainly brought a lot of attention.
Sure. Well, we've got a lot to celebrate. As many people know, it's our 200th birthday here. We're celebrating our bicentennial. And it really is a new beginning for our city in so many ways. Strong taxpayer support. We're going to see our entire school district rebuilt, which is wonderful. And we've also been able to make some investments within the city. Many things that haven't been invested in many years related to Issue 6. So I'll talk about those in a little bit. But we've seen some real progress in business startups as well. So, for example, in the downtown area, we have almost $18 million of investments happening right now. Not all of that is business. Some of it is infrastructure, but many people have seen the investment in Middle Avenue, which was just completed. We're about to completely replace 3rd Street and East Avenue, which are huge investments in our downtown area. We also were lucky enough to get two state appropriations, so there's money being invested in a building that currently houses 30 working artists through our new Elyria Arts Council, so we're bringing the arts to downtown Elyria. That same appropriation is going to be making an investment in a structure for a farmer's market next to it. You see some additional investment. We have a new law office going up in downtown Elyria, a new $3 million McDonald's organization, the Foundry, just opened last year. And we have 6 buildings that have been, actually some of the more challenged buildings that have been purchased by 3 different developers. And there's residential apartments going in one of them right now. Construction has already started. We have an investment in the former Rendezvous Cafe building happening. And we've got a few other business startups as well. We have, we're working with someone who is wanting to open up a bridal shop in downtown Elyria right now, which is wonderful. And we also have a theater company that is going to be relocating from Florida into downtown Elyria eventually. So doing a good job, I think, of trying to attract some of these niche business things that you can't find in other places. We know our downtown needs to be unique. We don't want to duplicate what someone might find in a mall. We want to have a more of a local investment where it makes Elyria really unique. And we've got some wonderful assets in our downtown with, we've got the Black River, the rejuvenation of Cascade and Elywood Parks with our new master plan with the Lorain County Metro Parks and our lease agreement. There's new bike trails that are tying Cascade and Elywood and the downtown area to new bike trails. So there's a real revitalized era going on. As part of our bicentennial, we're going to be working on philanthropic funds to replace the Ely Square Fountain, too. So it's starting to shape up. And with the commissioner's investment in the courthouse, we're glad to see that investment happen because if it didn't, it would continue to deteriorate. So that is an iconic building that can't be replaced. In terms of other business investment, we were very happy through our new incentive programs to be able to work with Duraline Corporation. Duraline is going to be undergoing a major expansion. We've also been able to attract Perry Fiberglass to the former Moen building in Elyria. And we have 2 announcements that will be made in the next 4 weeks of 2 additional business expansions. So in the first quarter of this year, we're looking at almost 300 new jobs in the city of Elyria, which is great news.
Wow.
Mayor, you mentioned the bicentennial and the new fountain that's going in there, and I believe on the city's website you can actually see the idea of what's going to go in there. When will that all start to take place here?
Sure. Well, we're in the quiet phase of a capital campaign. We are taking donations to build that rather than use public tax dollars. That's how it's been funded previously. Obviously, things have gotten more costly. But we're working with some service organizations and others to get a little bit past the halfway mark here before we go into a public campaign. But we had the community come together during all of 2016 in some community dialogue sessions to tell us what they wanted in a new fountain. Mm-hmm. And you can actually see a virtual depiction of that in real time on the city's website. Just go there and you can see it. It's actually very beautiful. It's three-tiered. People wanted to see it lit again like it was in the 60s. So now with the new modern LED lighting, for example, you can have a red, white, and blue fountain in July.
Nice.
And for every holiday, you can change it. With the new technology, you can actually turn the water off in the wintertime. The lights will shine up, and there's some acrylic sculpture that'll actually make it look like it has ice sculptures
there. Oh, wow, cool.
So, yeah.
Wow, a lot of great things going on for sure. We're speaking with Elyria Mayor Holly Brunda here on Bullseye on the Afternoon with Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas. Well, you had talked earlier about some of the great new businesses that have been popping up at Elyria, of course, a lot that it's generated over the course of the past calendar year. A lot of attention has been paid to the Midway Mall and taking a look at what's going on there. And one of the phrases that had been thrown out there earlier about the Midway Mall was trying to find a way to right size that Midway Mall. And if you could shed some light on that and talk about that process, how you're going forward trying to right size the Midway Mall.
Sure. Well, the city doesn't own that commercial property, but we certainly know that it's an important piece of real estate in Lorain County, not just in the city of Elyria. There's been a tremendous amount of commerce happening between the cities of Elyria and Lorain since the 60s. And like many malls across the country, it's fallen into challenging times. Our mall is still revenue producing, so that's the good news. It's been able to survive longer than many, largely because of its outstanding location. Most malls can't say they are located at the intersection of three major highways. And in our case, we have State Route 57, the Ohio Turnpike, and I-90, which is very favorable. And quite honestly, when we were looking at this, what caused us basically to get involved was we know that the mall is going, it's gone through a process of foreclosure and receivership. It's owned by a bank portfolio right now with five other malls. It will be sold in the second quarter of 2017. And we were talking to the asset managers who were very willing to work with the city, and that's not always the case. So the good news is they saw the city's involvement as a partnership. Our interest is we don't want to see the mall become a vacant piece of property with a bunch of empty stores, obviously.
Sure.
We'd like to see that as a viable place in the community. And so we began to talk with them, and they worked with us, and we identified a firm that is an expert in mall redevelopment. They've looked at existing malls with many of the characteristics that Midway has. And through data, they were able to do a highest best use study and make recommendations about what they think will make that area viable. We know that if we don't do anything based on the data, that we're going to continue to bleed retail funds. Right now, what we found on the downside is that we've got about almost $900 million in retail leakage going out of Lorain County. The good news is about that is people in Lorain County and Elyria are spending money. They're just not spending it here. And we need to figure out a way to keep the dollars here in our community. We know if we don't downsize slash right-size the mall, get the right mix of amenities in there, that will continue, that retail sales from existing tenants will continue to erode, and it will be more and more difficult to revitalize that mall. So basically, what we found was that the data says that it's actually a good investment to try to change the mix. We weren't sure if that's what the data was going to say, and the good news is with a right-size mixed-use strategy, we can actually bring in another $100 million of annual new sales revenue into the city of Elyria and the county, including $90 million in new retail sales, $3 million in residential rental, $3 million in new professional and medical office, and about $2.5 million in gross hotel receipts. So along with that, it means that there were recommendations, some pretty specific ones, about how to change that mix. And some of them involved, redeveloping a smaller retail and mixed-use town center-like attraction, keeping JC Mall as an anchor and recruiting retailers like Gordman's or TJ Maxx. What they're finding nationally in terms of people's shopping habits, and this isn't just in Elyria, but it's also in communities where you've got even a higher money-earning demographic, is even when people can spend more money, they're still gravitating to higher-end discount stores. So they believe that attracting a Gordman's or a TJ Maxx would be a good idea. Adding some entertainment, like Alamo Draft House or Studio Movie Mix Grill or a bowling alley over there.
I'm a big bowler, so I'm
all for good bowler, yeah. And there's some pretty cool modern bowling facilities that have come about that also have eateries in them. But because we're at the nexus of those highways, it's seen as sort of a family center. Relocating some of the businesses from across the street in that Northgate Shopping Center. And then really different to what we have right now is there is a market for about 240 new Class A market rate apartments. So we have a shortage of upscale apartments that they're recommending, actually in the area where Macy's is right now. They're also recommending an additional hotel. You may or may not know, but we actually have a new hotel going up right now as a result largely of the reconfiguration of State Route 57 and the 49th Street Bridge. So what I forgot to mention earlier in terms of business development is we have a new Courtyard by Marriott hotel being built right now, and this actually recommends an additional newer hotel, upscale hotel. And then adding about 260,000 square feet of Class A office space. So all of these recommendations combined, we're hopeful that this will be a tool for the asset managers to actually attract a developer who's not just interested in maintaining the property the way it is, but rather with this study, we'll be able to prove that with the right mix, we can actually generate another $100 million of revenue. And that's what we were hoping to be able to do, to hand this study over to the asset managers and have them use it as a tool to attract the right development, not just somebody, again, who wants to maintain it, but who wants to make a real investment in the mall.
Mayor, I think you mentioned, too, JCPenney in there over the weekend. It was announced they're closing 140 stores. Have we heard anything about the Midview store? Is that staying put? Do we know?
Well, you know, they don't by common practice, share that information until the last minute. We do know that our JCPenney store at Midway Mall is very stable. They do a good business, and I think they just recently renewed their lease. Yeah. So I would be surprised. But interestingly enough, comparatively speaking, JCPenney compared to Macy's or Sears is actually doing better on a national basis. And that was one of the reasons that the consultants kind of focused around Penney's. That doesn't mean that if Penney's were to make a decision to leave, that this recommendation is nil and null. There are other big box department stores that we can work with as part of that mix. And no one should interpret this report, which, by the way, is available on the city's website if people want to learn more about it. We know that any developer who comes in is going to have some of their own ideas, too. So
Certainly. People
shouldn't take it literally that it's going to look exactly like this when it's done. But the main point in doing this was to be able to demonstrate that the area is still viable and that it can generate additional revenue if the right mix actually exists.
Got about a couple minutes left here, so Mayor Brenda, we'll cut you loose on this. Anyway, anytime I hear about a new water meter, that immediately makes me think, uh-oh, what's going on? But in this case, new water meters, a very, very good thing for the city of Elyria. And I just wanted to give you a chance to kind of elaborate on that, because new water meters here means that could actually increase revenue for the city.
Right. You know, it's been many years since we've replaced both our commercial and our residential water meters. And a few years ago, when I came into office, we asked for the state to do what they call a voluntary performance audit. And they looked at water leakage across the city. Because we're a 200-year-old city, there's just water leakage. So on the sewer and water side, we've been spending quite a bit of resources to reline sewers and water mains and make those types of investments that alleviate, leakage or problems in people's basements. But on the other side, when you get the water into your house, you want to make sure that it's measured properly. Yeah. What we found is that we were losing more water than what we were able to measure.
Oh, boy.
And that's not only a problem for the city losing revenue, but it's a problem for commercial businesses not being able to actually measure how much water they're using, or residents. So we've been able to engage a company to replace the water meters. We're starting with commercial accounts this year first, and then we'll graduate down to residential meters. So there'll be a big education program being rolled out. We want to make sure that people feel secure when you get a knock at your door. We want to make sure that people feel secure in having these conversations with folks that they don't know, obviously. Yeah. So they'll have identification badges, and we'll have a pretty intensive public education program about this before it rolls out.
Sounds good.
Well, Mayor Brenda, we know you're busy, and you've got a meeting to prepare for us, so we appreciate you making the walk over here just across the parking lot. We're neighbors
now. Just across
now,
the
so
parking lot.
We appreciate the time, as always, and we hope to have you on again soon.
Thanks so much.
All right, that's Mayor Holly Brenda, Mayor of Elyria, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.